This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Brian Gallagher. How are you, Brian?
Good, Robert. Good to be with you.
And Brian is CEO of the United Way, which everyone has heard of, founded in 1887, but you're bringing a lot of change to it. So just talk about what the United Way's mission is and what you're doing to innovate.
So our mission is to fight for the health, education, financial stability of every person in every community. And what that means in English is that our mission is community-focused, making sure that everybody succeeds in a community. Our view is that you can't have human success without economic success and vice versa. As you say, we're over 100 years old, and the biggest changes we're faced with today are globalization, inequality that globalization brings, demographic shifts, boomers out, millennials in, and digital technology. And so what we're moving from is a fundraising federation, you know, community chest that was built on convenience and cost to a community impact organization that's built on organized with others as donors and advocates, companies and employees of companies and folks not associated with companies to make impact in things like early childhood education, reading at grade level, financial stability, access to health care, and get on a platform, whether it's in the workplace, out, on your cell phone, or on your paycheck.
And it's different than any other 501c3 or probably any organization in the entire world, as it is the world's largest privately funded not-for-profit, which means you and your model, number one, you do not accept money from the government, really. You're everything, and it's over $5 billion a year, so you're running a $5 billion organization.
Yeah, I'm fond of saying we're big and small at the same time. So we're 1,800 local United Ways in 40 countries around the world. From a business model perspective, we'd be most akin to a franchise. United Way Worldwide owns the name and the brand mark, and we license it to local United Ways to operate as United Way. We dictate how you manage the brand, how you steward the brand, your financial management, your code of ethics, the fees you pay into that. We manage corporate relationships that go across the country and the world. We manage the National Football League relationship, those kind of things, national media. But we raise money locally. So we got big because we're small.
You got big because you're small. So you really believe in the whole decentralization model. And, you know, there's a lot of CEOs who are trying to expand, and sometimes you're saying the way to do it is by being smaller and more community-focused.
Without question. I mean, you centralize things like brand and brand stewardship and national relationships and government relations at a federal level and so forth. But think of you're living in Scranton, Pennsylvania, or you're living in Los Angeles. How you go about education is different. Those two places are different. So we can say that we care about every child graduating high school or getting a job in the new digital economy, but how you actually do that in Scranton is different than how you do it in L.A. And by the way, it's different than how you do it in Mumbai or Bogota. But you create a common vision for the world, but you execute it locally. And so we codify best practice. We spread that across our worldwide network. We leverage our relationships across those worldwide networks. But what it means is that we've got over 10,000 people and almost 3 million volunteers in 1,800 communities actually stewarding the United Way brand and inviting their neighbors and their coworkers and so forth to be a part of it.
So it's a lot of pressure on you to keep that focus together, but it's also you've less pressure because everything's individually done by community.
You know what's interesting? I was talking with literally our compensation committee about this today. John Lechleiter, the CEO of Eli Lilly's, our board chair, and we were talking about how in this model there's less pressure on financial management of the $5 billion because you've got so much of that operation decentralized, but there's more pressure on the brand stewardship. So if a local United Way anywhere in the world does something that negatively impacts the brand, it affects the business model everywhere across the world. So we have a greater responsibility here, pressure on brand management and stewardship, what it means to be United Way and to be accountable and transparent and so forth.
Have any problems ever happened that you've had to stop right there and say, this is not United Way?
Yeah. And the good news is, I got here in 2002 as CEO of United Way of America, and we weren't as clear from United Way of America perspective what board governance, accountability, codes of ethics meant, rules of the road, and so we had United Way's coloring outside the lines sometimes, and we rewrote all of our membership requirements, our global standards. We asked certain United Ways to leave the network, and we changed the culture. We don't, you know, knock on wood, we don't have those issues at all anymore because we changed the culture 10 years ago that said there is zero tolerance on brand behavior and ethics. Let's get down to mission and purpose.
Yeah, and I could see in your eyes this hit you viscerally when that happened. And
well, I've got a quote on my wall from Warren Buffett that that paraphrases essentially, you know, make a mistake in business and I'll be understanding. Make a mistake in ethics and behavior, I'll be unrelenting. It's you have to. You have to be.
That's great. Is that at the heart of your leadership philosophy, or do you have any other insights on that?
It's, you know, the best business leaders, government leaders I've ever seen, and what's central to me is being purpose-driven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our mission is to improve people's lives, do it at scale in every single community where we work. If you make every decision driven by that,
mm-hmm.
and the benefit of your institution second and your personal benefit third, that's when you make good decisions.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Brian Gallagher, who is the CEO of United Way. So you mentioned digital before. Let's talk about the millennials who are digitally focused. You're finding your base is changing a little bit under you. What are you doing to address that?
Yeah, our base is changing pretty dramatically. If you look at United Way in the United States, we were built by the baby boomer generation. Employees in big workplaces that year after year gave to United Way, usually through payroll deduction giving, first on a pledge card and then on their desktop and then on their laptop. The millennials today really don't want their employer to tell them what to give to and how much, but they want their employer to help them do what they want to do. So we've got 80 million millennials coming into the workforce, 80 million boomers going out. Those boomers going out pretty fast, millennials coming in pretty fast as well. And so what we've created are digital platforms for what we would call microburst campaigns. So if you think of the community...
Microburst?
Yeah, so think of the community chess campaign, United Way. Mm-hmm. Once a year, in the fall, mm-hmm. give your payroll deduction gift. Now what we're doing is an education campaign, one click on your phone. A human trafficking effort, one click on your phone.
That's huge.
And doing it inside companies. So instead of having one annual campaign in the fall, have multiple smaller campaigns throughout the year where you're engaging all of the employees and they engage their friends inside the company. Still have the fall campaign, but we're now with our young leaders, givers are now at over $50 million a year doing that.
And I'm thinking what's best for the millennials is they want to be personally engaged and involved. This allows them to.
They, you know, what's interesting is the millennials, not only are they don't want to be told by their employer what to give to, they're really not likely to listen to them. They're more likely to listen to their friends. You know, so if their friend is involved in a cause or an issue, they care about that. So we're much more focused on digital capability that's horizontal versus vertical. So we're creating these opportunities to advocate politically, to give, to volunteer, to get information about causes and invite your friends to be a part of it.
So just so everyone has it, how do they get the address or the website of a United Way? Because you're central. What do they do if someone does want to get involved?
Go to unitedway.org, and you'll get to us. We'll then have a geographic modifier that allows you to get to your local United Way.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're speaking with Brian Gallagher, the CEO of United Way. We're learning about a fascinating purpose-driven organization. When we come back from the commercial break, we're going to ask two questions. What can corporations learn from the United Way model, and what can the United Way and other non-for-profits learn from the corporate model?
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Brian Gallagher, who is the CEO of the United Way, and we've been talking about a really purpose-driven model. So a question to you is, you have learned things. You have a lot of board members, a lot of executives involved from corporations. You mentioned the CEO of Eli Lilly, for example. What has the United Way, through your tenure, and you've been CEO of America since 2002, what have you learned from corporations that have helped you advance the United Way?
Probably the thing we've learned most is talent development. That we've watched, you know, how long have we been talking about the war on talent, the war for talent, and companies now are in the middle of it. And I've learned a lot watching C-suite level HR people, CEOs, develop their people around the world. And the second one, that we've become a worldwide organization. So we merged United Way of America, United Way International together in 2009 and created worldwide. And my head was U.S., non-U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And what I learned from my corporate colleagues was, no, you have to think global. The U.S. Mm-hmm. is part of the world. And so what's your China strategy versus your U.S. strategy versus your Mexico strategy? And so I don't think so much about U.S., non-U.S. anymore. I think about a network of core countries that are driving our network and then developing countries beyond that. And I learned that from my corporate colleagues.
And what do you think that corporations can learn from non-for-profits?
Well, from this one, they can learn that people live on the ground in their communities. And it's, you know, we are...
That's like you had told me, innovation happens on the edge, right?
Innovation happens on the edge. Innovation happens in communities. And so it's true in companies. If you go to Mumbai, India, or Bogota, Colombia, or Mexico City, and then you go to Los Angeles, New York, and Canton, Ohio, those are different places. And what we embrace being local, but we're very clear about a single mission and purpose. We manage our corporate relationships across the world. We manage our brand across the world. But the way we engage people is in local communities. So when we ask somebody to give to United Way, it happens in their local community. It's not happening from my office, you know, via an impersonal connection of some sort. And by the way, that's people that we have now almost 30 people that have given $10 million to United Way. Most often that's happening in their local communities, that then if it goes beyond that, it goes bottom up, not top down. And I think if you want to grow and innovate, you should think bottom up, not top down.
And speaking of how you innovate and do that, let's talk about board governance. So you are in a unique position. You have 30,000 board members.
We do.
I don't know any other organization globally that does, but you have your own board here as well.
Yeah.
What you must have some insights of what you've seen that really works in board governance and what doesn't. And I think CEOs would love to hear this.
So I think the first thing that you have to decide is what kind of organization you are. And so in order to understand what kind of governance model you need. So we are a management-driven organization with a strategy and policy board.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we don't want our boards involved in the operations. But we want their intellect, we want their experience, we want their help on strategy, and we want their help on policy. So we're very clear about, but we don't want them involved in running the business. And so we have a very clean separation of the two. The other is, board relationships are relationships. So we have 30,000 board members across the world. If you took a company, IBM or UPS or Wells Fargo, we've got dozens of board members from those companies in local United Ways. So what we do is more and more now, we convene calls where we have all the Wells Fargo board members on one call. And we have a conversation about United Way and Wells Fargo with these market presidents in California or in Florida. And what they become a lever for us, because we want consistency across our local network, and we can't dictate it. We can't tell a local United Way outside of brand and financial responsibility and so forth what exactly to focus on. But if you get 40 or 50 Wells Fargo board members talking about financial stability and a strategy on job training to get people into the digital economy, and they want to do it across all their markets, that's leverage for us in our network. So we think of boards that way as well.
Fascinating. When you talk about corporations, let's talk about partnerships. Now, in a digital world, I know that with Deloitte, for example, you view one click.
Yeah, so we here's the challenge that I know companies are faced with as well. We've been raising the same amount of money or more money with fewer donors because the retiring boomers, we're not replacing them with millennials fast enough. And so if you're Deloitte, Procter & Gamble, other companies that we work with, and you look at United Way and say, we're doing great with the boomers, we're struggling getting the millennials directly involved. So what we did first with Deloitte in Chicago and then went to California and New York is created a one-click campaign on your phone, give to education here in Chicago. And it was essentially a message that went out from the managing partner in Chicago, but also from their colleagues in Chicago, saying, if you want to help on education here in Chicago, click here. And unlike other United Way campaigns, we didn't say give 1% of your salary, just give here and make a contribution. And they were one click away from on their phone, and participation doubled among the early career employees at Deloitte. It was so successful that it went to California, went to New York, and it'll be firm-wide this year. And increasingly, that's what we're doing. It's got to be on a handheld device, and it has to be issue-oriented, and even better if your friends and colleagues inside the company and out are a part of it.
You've been with United Way since 1981. You've been CEO since 2002. What is your hope for the future of the United Way and how it impacts the world?
To me, it starts with the hope for the world. We are so polarized in so many ways right now, politically, economically. And by the way, the economic polarization, the inequality, that's because of economic transformation. That happens. It happened in industrialization. It happens now in a digital global economy. But we need organizations that pull us together, that aren't special interest oriented, but care about community, care about rich people, poor people, white people, people of color, market driven, jobs are good, government has a role, but a social contract that actually makes sure that everybody in a community has the education they need, that they're financially stable, they have access to health care. And if our United Ways across the world are a part of making that a reality, going forward in the world, then we're successful.
That's an inspirational close, this. Brian Gallagher, the CEO of the United Way, a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thanks, Robert.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. see the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the Customer Experience Show, and we're here today with Andy Yost, who is the CMO of USA Today Network. But in all fairness, USA Today Network has an interesting story with the name. Why don't you start with that?
Absolutely. So USA Today Network is part of Gannett. Gannett is a media company that's been around since 1906 and is the parent company for USA Today. Last July, we reinvented ourselves one more time, and we are now a company focused on national and local media. So with USA Today and 107 local media properties across the country, we thought it was the right time to rebrand our consumer products under the USA Today network.
So let's talk about the types of properties you oversee. You have 107 communities. What types of properties are you overseeing there? You have obviously USA Today, a newspaper.
Absolutely. So, you know, what's exciting about this is USA Today is our national flagship property, but we're also in 107 local markets, cities like Phoenix, Indianapolis, Fort Myers, Florida, a range of wonderful communities across the country where the local media brands are critically important to those communities on a day-to-day basis. And what it allows us to do is, you know, really be the largest nationwide news network out there with over, you know, close to 4,000 journalists across this network working together to, you know, really bring to light the issues and the content that matters most to our communities and the nation.
What content usually matters most?
You know, the issues that are mattering most these days, you know, we, you know, really have done great pieces recently around investigative reporting on topics like lead in the water. So when that issue came about in Flint, Michigan, not only USA Today, but many of our local properties were able to contribute to that story, bring the issue to life in those local communities, and really educate people on why this mattered, and in fact allowed some communities to really take action against you know, this, which is a really important issue.
So you feel like that part of your purpose is to enable change?
Most definitely. In fact, our purpose is to help communities connect, act, and thrive. And we don't define communities as a geographic community, but it's communities of like-minded individuals. And in this case, you know, that really was a great testament to what we can do in that area.
Okay, so that's fascinating. When you talk about communities of like-minded individuals, you have this unique power of the centralism of USA Today, and then you have the decentralization of all the communities, but you also have like-mindedness in different disparate communities. So how do you create synergies there?
Absolutely. So, you know, one of the things that USA Today has always been known for is being an objective news source. And so, you know, our communities, you know, work nicely with that from the standpoint that, you know, USA Today can be that objective source of information, and our local news organizations can bring to life those issues in a way that matters, you know, to their community from the perspective that they're seeing that matter most.
So are there any things you do specifically when you have stories and you have this like-mindedness, but they're in different territories? I'm wondering, it seems like there's this great, unique opportunity of synergy that you have, but I'm not really sure how you could handle that and how you could achieve that.
Sure, you know, and that's where, you know, we have a, you know, editorial and content structure that supports that. You know, we had another great piece across the USA Today network around teacher misconduct this year, where we identified that, you know, you could be a teacher in one state and have, you know, done something where you lost your job, and then for whatever reason, you could show up in the state next to you and be hired. And, you know, there was really no way for it. There was no sharing of information that was kind of preventing, you know, bad teachers from, you know, taking on jobs elsewhere. And so, you know, to your point, you know, what we were able to do was raise that issue, you know, through our network, and, you know, our local, you know, news media brands were able to, you know, kind of bring this to life in a way that our readers, you know, could participate and share their points of view and act on that.
This is Robert Reese on the Customer Experience Show. We interview the leaders who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're talking right now with Andy Yost, who is the CMO of USA Today Network, which is built on the foundation of Gannett, founded in 1906. So what you're really talking about, we've spoken before about the customer experience, seems to be the heart of everything you do.
Absolutely. So, you know, I think one of the things that has always been a hallmark of Gannett and USA Today has been innovation. And so look at USA Today. It was created in 1982. It was, you know, really designed to be a very different reading experience and, you know, has been known for, you know, not only objective content, but, you know, digestible, bite-sized information. I always like
and
to
I
say,
have to yep. interrupt you, because that is the one reason. And I'm in an airport. I will, more often than not, I will pick up a USA Today because I'll say, well, you know what? I need digestible. That's exactly how I view it, that I could get a snapshot. I love your little infographics, are they called?
Absolutely, absolutely. I always like to say we were Twitter before Twitter, right?
So, ooh, you know, sound
bites,
good.
Right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know,
Twitter
before Twitter. And, you know, to your point on customer experience, you know, that you know, has always been part of USA Today. And as we now look to USA Today Network, one thing that's critically important for us is how do we, you know, engage, you know, readers across the network with our content. And so that experience has to line up nicely with how they consume content. So as an example, we know that people are more mobile today. People are more social in their media consumption. And so, you know, we've designed, you know, products such as For the Win, which is a sports site for us on our USA Today network, that's really very oriented towards the social reader, very engaging stories, but written in a tone and a style that's, you know, much more oriented to a millennial who's interested in fun, engaging content. And, you know, in doing so, you know, the customer experience piece is critical to that. We understand, you know, what that millennial reader is looking for. They also, you know, want more video content and delivering that through, you know, that platform as well. But, you know, overall, really trying to, you know, look at our audience and serve up the experience that's best suited for them.
So after the commercial break, we will talk more about digital and your strategies there. But let's talk about millennials and different demographics.
Yep.
So you're viewing millennials as... You're saying they like video. I know they like a lot of intense flavors. I've interviewed a lot of food CEOs. And what else do millennials like?
You know, we know that they like authenticity as well. So we want to
exactly.
make sure that, you know, how we're, you know, engaging with them feels, you know, authentic to the experience they'd expect. We also know that, you know, we have to be open to, you know, engaging with them throughout their, you know, day in very different ways. So, you know, maybe they, you know, like to get information on sports or politics through our digital properties, but then maybe after work in our local markets, we have an experience that they can go to where they can learn more about, you know, business networking in our local community, something where we can bring our editorial and content expertise to life, but in a way where they can experience it firsthand.
So you're integrating all of them together, and you're getting millennials who want to be very involved and have a great social consciousness.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things, too, is, you know, as we think about, you know, our local communities, making sure that, you know, as we're looking to help the communities, you know, doing that in a way that's, you know, serving causes that are most meaningful to our audience, too.
How do you know what those causes are?
You know, our local markets are great about understanding kind of the issues that matter most in those communities, you know, certainly around, you know, health and wellness, you know, making sure that, you know, education is key, diversity is important for us as well. And, you know, in doing so, you know, really trying to be where that audience is.
Any key differences from baby boomers?
I would say that, for us, the difference for baby boomers is, many of them have, grown up with a print experience from us. For millennials, we have to be beyond just one platform, which is why digital is so important to us, which is why experiential is so important to us. Baby boomers like that, too. But I think, our traditional way of bringing in a reader and a customer is, needing to expand from perhaps how we used to think about it.
We're with Andy Yost, the CMO of Gannett and USA Network. And what we're all learning in our businesses is that millennials, it's about the customer experience, integrating everything together, and almost drawing it to a higher purpose where they could be involved in the community. When we come back, we're going to talk more about digital and the news business. Back in a few.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, Icon Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the Customer Experience Show, and we're here today with Andy Yost, who is the CMA of USA Networks, but actually this has the backbone that we've learned from the 1906 founding of Gannett, but it's the USA Today newspaper, along with 107 communities throughout the United States, and Guam too.
Right.
So let's talk about digital. So many people are having challenges, especially in news and magazine businesses, in making money in digital. What's your philosophy as CMO on that?
Sure. You know, for us, it's about making sure that we're on the leading edge of, you know, what is most important through that channel. So one of the areas that, you know, we're pushing on, and back to the point I made earlier about us being on the forefront of innovation, is, you know, a serious push on virtual reality. We think virtual reality.
Virtual reality? Yes. How?
How?
You're going to have news in virtual reality? That sounds scary.
Absolutely. I think, you know, one of the things we want to start to produce is, you know, news content that can be experienced in a
Give me an example of this. I can't envision that.
Well, you know, if you go to our USA Today app today, we actually have an area on that app called VR Stories, and you can actually see content that we've produced, people experiencing skydiving. There's a great piece, the Navy Blue Angels flight, and you're basically feeling like you're in that jet with them, to a point that Mark Zuckerberg thought that was so cool that he posted that on Facebook, and, you know, really got a lot of people excited around that. So, you know, we're building our way, stepping our way into this, but we know that this is an exciting opportunity for our consumers, and we also have advertisers who are really seeing some exciting applications for this.
And how do you integrate that into the community? Because now a lot of what you do is having such deep involvement in these 107 communities where you become fabric of it.
Absolutely. We think it could be an interesting way to tell our story differently in those communities too, right? So we have, you know, the opportunity to, you know, be at local sporting events. We can, you know, tell the story of our communities in a very different way. Ultimately, with the USA Today network, we can stitch together all of that content in a way where you could start to experience what it might be like to be in Indianapolis or Phoenix if you're from Washington or New York. And we think we can start to kind of bring a stronger connection to our communities ultimately through virtual reality too.
So we have, you know, a couple hundred thousand listeners here, a lot who own their businesses or executives. Listen up. Figure out how to integrate virtual reality into your business. I thought it was all going to be on websites. There would be videos, and that was the big thing. And I was thinking that, I guess, in about 2008 or so, but But you're saying that everywhere you go, it's going to be virtual reality is going to be the future.
Well, you know, we see that, you know, this Christmas probably there will be a lot of virtual reality products out there in the marketplace. And, you know, we want to be part of that. It's a place that, you know, we know other media companies are stepping into. And, you know, it's really a great way for us to engage a new younger audience in the issues that matter the most. They may not naturally think of, you know, them needing, you know, news from us, but if we can start to present it to them in a way that's, you know, fun and engaging, in a way that, you know, also, you know, perhaps takes them to places that they haven't been before, we see that as a benefit and a service that we can provide.
So the generation after millennials is what Albert Rees calls the ubiquitous generation, because they're going to consume everything. What will this whole generation, what will news business be like, say, 10 years from now?
You know, this is, like I said earlier, where we need to just make sure we're at the forefront of where they're consuming information. And so, you know, certainly, you know, it will be, you know, more digital. But we still believe that there's a place for the print experience to be, you know, with readers in the future. It just may be different than the one today. You know, so we certainly are not approaching the future as exclusively digital. And, you know, we understand that people are consuming news and information in different ways throughout the day. So you may, you know, have time to read. In some cases, you may be in a position where more of an audio experience makes sense for you. Virtual reality might be a kind of a fun way to escape on the weekend. So, you know, you just have to kind of think about this from the consumer life cycle and how they're, you know, spending their day and finding ways to be present with them at all times.
This is Robert Rees on the Customer Experience Show, and we're speaking with Andy Yost, who is the CMO of the USA Today Network. It's also Gannett, which is really, we found out, the Twitter before Twitter. Your role as CMO, let's talk about that, because yours is slightly different than most CMOs are, chief marketing officers.
Yes.
Talk to what your actual role is.
Sure. You know, many chief marketing officers certainly are responsible for, you know, brand strategy, communication strategy. I'm in a unique situation where I also have general management responsibility. I have all revenue responsibility for our consumer side of the business. So what that means is if someone subscribes to one of our local media properties, my organization is responsible for that. So what's very interesting about that is not only can we, you know, set the strategy for, you know, what our brands need to, you know, be in those local markets, but then we can actually, through our marketing initiatives, bring that to life and then see the actual results firsthand and really own the whole process, soup to nuts.
And you've told me that you believe that this may be a future, integrating P&L into the CMO title.
Absolutely. I think it's critically important that there's a level of accountability for, you know, our heads of marketing to, you know, really ensure that they're driving, you know, true business results. And I think that this, you know, is really the future state for a chief marketing officer.
And what is the key measurement that CMOs look for the most? Like, what do you look for that's the most important thing to you when you wake up every morning?
You know, given my unique position, certainly revenue is extremely important.
Profitable revenue or just revenue?
Profitable revenue.
Okay.
But audience engagement is critically important for us, and that's where the customer experience comes into play. So, you know, without a, you know, strong experience digitally and, you know, across all our platforms, you know, the audience will not be engaged with us. And so, you know, we really, really need to, you know, make sure that every, you know, program that we're running is, you know, speaking to our consumers in the way that's going to get them most engaged. And so that piece is, you know, critically important.
This virtual reality on USA Today website,
yep.
What is the website people could go to? Because that sounds really cool. I think people would like that.
So you can download the USA Today app. Mm-hmm. Just go to where you download your apps and USA Today, and it's in that experience and soon to be in many of our local market apps too. So if you live in Indianapolis, download the IndyStar app, but that's really the best way to experience that firsthand.
This is Robert Rees on the Customer Experience Show. We've been speaking with Andy Yost, who is the CMO of USA Network, originally Gannett from 1906. And what we've learned is everything is really in this organization about the customer experience, and that's the future business for all of us.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.